All right, so ladies, picture you found your Mr. Right, right? He works at the NSA, great. Suddenly you're smitten and shouting, the spy who loves me, the spy who loves me. Well, you might add, and snoops on me, because if these latest reports are right, this ain't right. You hear about this? Lots of NSA workers apparently snooping on their lovers and getting kind of creepy in their cubicles, using the resources at their disposal to spy on the latest dates of the moment. Does that make you ill at ease? Well, Matt Welch says, try illegal. Matt is the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. He promises he will do no Austin Powers impressions. I thought I was right on the money. But anyway, creepy.
Super creepy and super predictable. I mean, it's kind of, you know, dogs, if they have the ability to lick their naughty bits, they're going to do it. These people have...
No, I didn't think of that.
You started it, right? But no, I mean, of course, if you give people uncheckable power, what are they going to do? They're going to look up old girlfriends. They're going to look up new girlfriends, all these kinds of things. They're truly...
I like the ones who do it with their spouses. You're already married. You think you kind of have...
Sure.
But, you know, the NSA did give us a statement on this. Every time there's a new revelation, there's a statement. Over the past decade, very rare instances of willful violations of NSA's authorities have been found, but none under FISA or the Patriot Act. NSA takes very seriously allegations of misconduct and cooperates fully with any investigations, responding as appropriate. NSA has zero tolerance for willful violations of the agency's authorities. In parentheses, even though this stuff happens.
Do you know why we know this? Because they told us. There was no independent arbiter who said that. The people who were actually snooped on, do you think they know it? No, that's a big problem here. The NSA, whenever it conducts surveillance on Americans, we don't have the right to know, to petition and figure that out.
And a lot of times, the only reason why they tell anyone is that I guess they have to subject themselves to annual lie detector tests, right? And unless you're very good at handling that, it's going to come up and say, all right, well, I have to admit to this.
And they also have the fact that Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's supposed to be conducting oversight, and the President of the United States both said this month that the NSA is not conducting improper individual searches on Americans. Well, it's not true. So they're dribbling out a little bit of these things so they can kind of slowly walk back so that we don't actually look. And what we've seen in the last 10 years is that both administrations consistently lie about what they do over and over again. And it's only because of these disclosures that we've had this year.
But it's really getting past the point of overreach here. I mean, it almost is like for the next crisis, we're going to get the next statement defending the limited nature of the next crisis. And I just think it gets old.
How many people work for the NSA? What's their budget? What legal justification do they use to conduct searches on you? We don't know any of this. If we don't know any of this...
Well, we are told, don't worry about it. Take a chill pill. No one's doing anything.
You know, even if they had the best motivations in mind, which is entirely possible,
sure,
right? They're public servants and the whole thing. Our founders understood that you need competing centers of power to check one another. We cannot trust. I mean, it's the old thing. Power corrupts. Absolute power
corrupts. But here's my other theory. You follow this more closely than I worry about anyone who has this type of clearance, that they darn well better be like James Bond to have it, right? And I see
maybe a little less violent.
But it seems like everybody has this, and you can't tell me that some people with a badge, some people with a pass, will go much further than they really should. And I see nothing to indicate that they're limiting that. Because if they don't, then we're going to see more of this.
It's the paradox of the surveillance state. In order to keep everything secret and have this whole infrastructure here, you're going to need ever more millions of Americans who have security clearances and special badges. Well, those people, how do you check them out, right? So now you have the government, like, chasing its own tail, trying to figure out who's leaking what, who has which powers. It's a mess. You need to relax the whole mechanism, trust in oversight and competing centers of power, and then we can roll some of this stuff back.
I don't know. Matt, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
I wonder how it was explained to the higher-ups, though. I thought she was a spy. I did.